you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday, September 17th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. On today's show, the latest on the Bobcat Fire, which is now over 50,000 acres and prompting new evacuations. What's in the National Transportation Safety Board's new report on the 2019 Conception Boat Fire off the coast of Santa Barbara that killed 34? Why dozens of immigrant detainees have contracted coronavirus at an Adelanto ICE facility? And how disappointing box office numbers for Christopher Nolan's Tenet could put a damper on the reopening of theaters. We begin once again with the Bobcat Fire, which has now surpassed 50,000 acres as it continues to burn in the Angeles National Forest near Mount Wilson Observatory, and forcing new evacuation warnings to be issued in nearby communities. With their ongoing coverage of the wildfires, here's Sharon McNary.
The Bobcat Fire continues to expand, partly due to record dry conditions, making trees and plants catch fire more easily. Today, it's up to 50,000 acres, with new evacuation orders at the north end of the fire for Juniper Hills, Devil's Punch Bowl, and Paradise Springs. These are all rural communities, about 1,000 people, all north of Highway 2 and south of Pear Blossom Highway and Antelope Valley. We're talking horse lots on the lower parts and mountain homes up above. Meanwhile, the evacuation orders for Arcadia and Sierra Madre have been lifted, but historic Mount Wilson's telescopes continue to be at risk.
On Labor Day in 2019, 34 people were killed when the dive boat Conception caught fire off the coast of Santa Cruz Island. On Wednesday, the National Transportation Safety Board released a report of its own investigation. With details, here's Lita Martinez.
The NTSB just opened up its public case docket as part of its ongoing investigation into that deadly dive boat fire. So it contains hundreds of pages of documents. So everything from interview transcripts to factual reports, engineering diagrams, and even receipts and invoices from repairs and inspections of the boat in recent years. So all of this combined gives us what is really by far the most detailed account yet of the Conception's final voyage. And we've learned a few new details as well. One of the surviving crew members told investigators they saw sparks fly out of a wall socket when they plugged in a cell phone charger before going to sleep the night of the fire. Another crew member stated that at least one passenger may have brought their own power strip on board to recharge things like cameras, strobe lights, and other electronics. So one thing that I should point out is that none of this documentation leads us to any definitive conclusion about how or even why the fire started, and the NTSB says it hasn't made that determination yet either. However, the agency will hold a public hearing to go over its final report next month.
At least 38 immigrant detainees have tested positive for the coronavirus in an outbreak at the Adelanto ICE Processing Center, a privately operated detention facility in San Bernardino County. According to a court filing on Wednesday, the federal government said that a total of 80 detainees were tested after six people were reported positive earlier this week. With more, here's Ellie Yu.
As of today, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement says 39 people have tested positive for the virus so far, and other test results are pending. At least 80 detainees in the affected housing units have been tested. Now, advocates have been on alert for months now, concerned about the threat of coronavirus at the facility. Earlier this year, the ACLU of Southern California sued ICE, asking for the release of detainees from the center. The group argued that social distancing wasn't possible there. Now, prior to this current outbreak, there had only been 14 confirmed cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Officials say all 14 of those cases were people who had newly arrived to the immigrant detention center.
And finally, the Christopher Nolan movie Tenet, one of the few major films released on the big screen since the coronavirus pandemic forced theaters to close, was considered by many to be a trial run for reopening. However, the box office returns are in, and it doesn't bode well for a quick return of the movie industry. To explain, here's John Horn.
Yeah, it might be a little bit unfair for any one movie's performance to serve as a referendum on the future of theatrical exhibition, but Hollywood decided that Christopher Nolan's Tenet was going to be that test, and it didn't pass. This film was delayed three times. It opened over Labor Day weekend, and the ticket sales were not that impressive. In fact, in its first 2 weeks in theaters, Tenet grossed less than Nolan's last film, 2017's Dunkirk, made in its first weekend. There are a couple of factors that would explain that poor turnout. Theaters in big cities like Los Angeles and New York remain closed, and auditoriums that are showing the film are at limited capacity. So they might only have 50 people in a theater that could seat 250. But there's something else at play. Dr. Anthony Fauci told MSNBC last week that he doesn't think it'll be safe to return to theaters until sometime late next year. And a couple of studios, including Warner Brothers, which made Tenet, subsequently pushed back the release of several other big films, including Wonder Woman 1984. So for now, you might have to get used to streaming or see if you can find a drive-in.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.